Horton Locker Room Chatter continues tonight on KNCA. Brandon Tedman with you. Pleased to be joined now by the Horton boys basketball coach. That is David Losey, in the conversation with the coach each and every week on KNCA, presented by Union State Bank. Well, coach, we're in the middle of midseason tournaments right now. We'll get your thoughts on how things are shaping up at the McLouth Invitational here in a moment, but I want to go back to Friday night, you know, that kind of final tune-up game, I guess, if you want to call it, before the midseason tournament this week. You guys had a league game against Pleasant Ridge. Not one, not two, but it took three overtimes, and P. Ridge coming out on top, 77-71. Just a wild high school game all the way around. And, you know, we were talking a little bit. It seemed like you guys had multiple opportunities, whether it was the end of regulation or maybe the first or second overtime, but just couldn't shut the door and put P. Ridge away. How do you assess that three overtime game going back to Friday?
Very pleased with the way our intensity level went. Was higher for the majority of the game. I would even say probably most of the game, you know, play an extra 12 minutes. Of course, you go up there. A lot of kids got a little tired. We did have a couple guys foul out, you know, in the overtimes. It didn't help us some, but, you know, I thought we, you know, we did. We had our opportunities to win, and we came out second half and actually had a nice little spurt and were ahead most of the second half. It's one of those deals where experience, just you've gotta learn how to finish. And right now, you know, we're gonna get another opportunity with P. Ridge later in the week.
Right.
So we'll see what happens there. But, you know, we just have to, I think once we get that one over the hump win there, I believe we'll relax a little bit too, because I think the kids are kind of starting to press a little, because we've been in several games where we could have gotten it done, but it just couldn't quite finish.
Yeah, and we've talked about it. It's kind of been the theme this season, that heavy senior class loss, a lot of kids getting their first taste at varsity level. And, you know, we've talked about it, you know, 8, 10, 12 minutes stretch throughout a game. You feel good about what your team's doing, then 6, 8 minutes go by, and it's just kind of the complete opposite. So it's just, to this point, we're just trying to put that full 32-minute stretch together.
Oh, yeah. You know, and just like Monday night when we played Riverside, of course, we played them early. And you know, down 7 at half, feel pretty decent, because I felt like we did match their intensity, especially on the defensive end. You know, they force a lot of turnovers, but I felt like we were forcing some ourselves. And, you know, not doing too bad a job on the defensive boards. But then in the second half, things kind of started to go a little bit south, and we just couldn't keep that intensity up. So that's something we've been working hard on in practice. You know, we've only had one practice since last Friday, but we, you know, situational awareness. We did time on the clock, you know, here's the score. What do? You know, okay, the shot clock we've got here, but we don't have it here. So what would you do? There's differences. And we just want to try to keep teaching that, you know, you got to understand sometimes you don't have to score, or, you know, you got to understand, hey, I got a foul at this time. And right now, with the lack of experience at the varsity level, and I think that has hurt us a little bit. And, you know, we've gone back to the drawing board a little bit on, you know, fundamental on things, and then work things that we just see in games that we need to work on.
Well, let's talk about Pleasant Ridge. Of course, the three overtime thriller on Friday. You saw them back in mid-December. So in about a month and a half stretch, it's going to be your third meeting with Pleasant Ridge. So that first meeting in December, low scoring, you know, that go around on Friday, high scoring, three overtimes. Now you get them in the consolation side of the bracket in the McLouth tournament tomorrow night. So you've seen it all in the first two. What's kind of the expectations for matchup number three?
I think it'll be maybe not as high scoring as the other night, because you might not get those extra 12 minutes, but I think there'll be a little more scoring. I think, you know, we really struggled scoring at their place. We jumped out to a first quarter lead, had a really good first quarter, and then all of a sudden we couldn't hit the broadside of a barn, it seemed like. I think we scored 12 points the first quarter and 13 the rest of the game. And it was a collective thing. It wasn't anybody in particular. And we just, defensively, we didn't play bad. Held them to 36 or 38 points, if I remember right. You think normally that's, gonna put you in a position to win basketball games. So I'm hoping that's the kind of defense we can play tomorrow night and you know, maybe put together a little bit more on the offensive end and finish. Just finish. Finish quarters. You know, finish halves and do what we need to do to shut the door and get a W.
That is David Losey joining us, Horton boys basketball coach, right now in the middle of the midseason tournament at McLouth. It is matchup number 3 against Pleasant Ridge, consolation side of the bracket tomorrow night. And they've already seen Pleasant Ridge twice, most recently Friday, which went into 3 overtimes. Coach, we really appreciate it. Good luck the rest of the tournament. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Appreciate what you do.